I will be presenting the results of our multi-year regional trial. So there are still a lot of questions about management of target spot in cotton. I think a lot of you in this room are aware of why it's an important emerging disease and have concerns about it. And we do see somewhat inconsistent results with using fungicides, and there's still questions about timing, and using varieties and combinations of the two for managing this disease as well as fungicide timing. So that is what the goal of this regional project was. So it's involved, well, I'll get to that part, what states were involved. I'll go over the background really quickly, because we have a lot of target spot talks and we're kind of behind already. But corn espora target spot, it's an emerging disease in the southeastern U.S. As I already mentioned, there's a lot of variability in disease among locations, years, but we do a pretty good idea that it's driven by moisture and high temperatures. So there are some very severe outbreaks in some years in some locations, and we're still trying to get a feel of how to best predict that. But where we do see disease and rapid premature defoliation, there has been yield loss, and so that's why this is an important disease. And preliminary studies, and so a lot of people did smaller scale fungicide trials, target spot in cotton, since it was found several years ago, has shown that fungicides can slow down disease development, delay defoliation, protect yield, but it's been really inconsistent, so we're still trying to get a handle on the best management recommendations. So the objective of this study was to evaluate the effectiveness of single and two application programs of selected registered and candidate fungicides for managing target spot, as well as yield response and link quality in cotton. This was a multi-state project conducted over 3 years, 2014 through 2016. So this lists all the states and what years they had trials. And a few of these states, such as Georgia, there were multiple locations in Louisiana, and maybe others, in some years had multiple locations. So we had many site years, and it was from throughout the entire region where we see target spot, ranging from kind of its northernmost cotton distribution in Virginia, down to the southeast, Georgia, Florida, and then the mid-south. The experimental design was a full factorial with three factors. We had two varieties, Phytogen 499, which just based on observation seems to be more susceptible to target spot, even though perhaps just because of the canopy architecture, it tends to have very rank growth and a full canopy, which really creates that microenvironment that favors target spot development. And we compared this to a second variety, Delta Pine 1137. There were two fungicide application timings, which were actually one application versus two applications. In the first year, the timings were first bloom, and then the two application program was first bloom, and again 14 days later. In the second and third year, at some locations, especially in Tennessee, as Heather already showed, the somewhat later disease onset, and also just based on preliminary data, it looks like the later applications were better. So we changed the protocol slightly so that the first application was a first bloom or a disease onset, so it could be applied later in those areas where disease came in later, and then 14 days later for the second application. There were five fungicide treatments, and then treated control, Headline, TopGuard, Preactor, and Quadris, all at labeled rates. So for data collection, we had date of disease onset, so we wanted to look at among these different site years, when did disease come in relative to first bloom? Then also biweekly ratings of severity, which is the percent leaf area with lesions on the plant, incidence, which is the percent of leaves with one or more lesions. So you could have a plant where every leaf has just a tiny little lesion, and that would be 100% incidence, just as an example. And also defoliation, which really based on this research and also other studies, defoliation is what is best correlated with yield loss. So this is actually the most important variable and what I'll focus on in the rest of the talk. We also take yield measurements and link quality. Today I'll just be presenting yield because we don't have all the link quality data in yet. But in previous years, we found basically that there are differences between varieties in the link quality measurements, but we did not see differences among treatments. These are the locations where we had trials in 2016. So we had one in Florida, Alabama, two in Georgia, Mississippi, two in Louisiana, and Tennessee. And this just shows the range of planting dates, flowering dates, when there was disease onset, and I also included what it was relative to flowering, to first flower. So it ranged from disease onset right at first flower in Florida to up to 4 weeks after flowering at some other locations. And so the fungicide applications are listed there, and some of the locations, the applications were made at first flower, and others it was up to 3 weeks after first flower. We did have variation in the final defoliation rating at these locations, which kind of the maximum amount of disease is what that's supposed to represent. So it was variable among locations, and this is in the untreated plots. So it ranged from 31% up to, I believe, 53%. So we did have a range of levels of defoliation at the different locations. So this, these are the p-values for the different factors and all the interactions for percent incidence, percent severity, and percent defoliation, as well as yield. And I've highlighted in red the ones that were significant. So location, application, number of applications, variety, and fungicides, so all the main effects were significant. And we had lots of location by treatment interactions. So I'm going to show just kind of an overall what we saw across locations and then show some of the data for individual locations. And I do want to point out that in the first 2 years of the project, we had overall less disease, and we saw very much fewer treatment effects. Our main effect was variety. But this year, in many of the locations, we saw yield response and a reduction in disease due to fungicide applications. This shows the incidence, severity, and defoliation at the different locations. And as I mentioned before, defoliation is really our most important measurement in terms of predicting yield loss, and so that's what I'll focus on. But I still want to show this, that there is variation, especially in severity, and you'll see that some locations, such as Alabama, you had very low severity, so that's percent leaf area with infection, but very high incidence and defoliation. So severity is not a good measurement of the impact this disease is having. That's an important thing to understand, how the disease develops and disease dynamics. So if we look at defoliation by location, this is average defoliation at the final rating date. And so we had some variation. It ranged from just under 20% to over 45%. And here I just want to point out, so you can get some sense of what levels of disease result in defoliation and yield loss. For we had significant fungicide effects at the locations marked with an asterisk, so the Georgia 2, Alabama, Louisiana 1, and Tennessee locations. So it's not entirely correlated with the level of disease, but in general, when we have higher levels of defoliation, we have we're more likely to have a yield response to fungicides. And here, this is looking at incidence plus defoliation, because if you think about it, those defoliated leaves most likely had lesions on them before they dropped, and the leaves on the upper canopy with lesions could drop any time. It's one point in time where you're rating. And so this may actually give a better picture of disease, overall levels of disease. And here you can see that Tennessee, if you take into account both incidence and defoliation, was actually one of the higher ones, whereas in the previous slide it was not. Okay, so for main effects in terms of defoliation, two fungicide applications did result in significantly less defoliation than one application. It was a significant effect, but it was not numerically huge, so it was 30% versus 35% defoliation overall. Phytogen 499, as we expected, had higher levels of defoliation compared to Deltapine 1137, that was 41% versus 24%. And all the fungicides reduced defoliation, but Preactor resulted in the lowest level of defoliation when we look at it across all the locations. So it was around 25% versus 40% in the untreated control. For yield, we did see significantly higher yields overall with two fungicide versus one fungicide application, but it wasn't huge. So this is seed cotton, and it was less than 100 pounds per acre increase for seed cotton, which would be even less for Lint. And the Preactor and Headline treatments yielded significantly higher than the non-treated control, but the other fungicide treatments did not significantly increase yield. So if we look at treatment effects by location, so we don't consistently see these effects across all locations, but we did have fungicides significantly reducing defoliation at 5 of the 8 locations, and the number of applications impacted defoliation at 3 of the 8 locations. Defoliation differed between the two varieties at 7 out of the 8 locations, and then there was a fungicide by application interaction at 3 out of 8 locations, but basically this just was that two applications of Preactor were more effective at reducing defoliation than any of the other treatments or the untreated control. So this shows overall across all locations the fungicide effects, and the asterisks indicate where we have significant differences in defoliation among treatments. And Preactor treatments resulted in the lowest levels of defoliation at all locations, with the exception of Louisiana 2, but there were no significant differences among treatments at this location. So consistently, Preactor was the most effective fungicide for slowing down defoliation. So two applications of the fungicide reduced defoliation significantly more than one at 3 of the locations. But again, it was a small effect, even though it was significant. So this shows defoliation by variety and location. And at most of the locations, as we would expect, the Phytogen 499 had significantly higher defoliation compared to Deltapine 1137, except at the Georgia 1 location, where the two varieties had, overall, defoliation was low, and the two varieties were similar in their levels. So for treatment effects by location for yield, fungicides significantly impacted yield at 3 of the 8 locations. And then there was a fourth location where it was, the p-value was 0.0549, and I'll show that data. So it looks like we actually had a yield response there also. The number of applications impacted yield at 2 of the 8 locations. Again, we had a small increase in yield with 2 versus 1 application, but it was not a huge amount. The yield differed between varieties at 5 to 8 locations, and the fungicide by application interaction occurred at 2 of the 8 locations. But there was no fungicide by variety interaction, so the varieties responded similarly to the different fungicides. So for the yield response, this shows the locations where there was a significant yield response to the fungicide applications. And in general, pre-axor treatments had the greatest yield, and it was 144 to 394 pounds per acre seed cotton increase over the control. But at the Tennessee location, Headland and Top Guard numerically were higher than pre-axor, but not significantly different. So again, it looks like pre-axor is the most effective overall at reducing seeds and increasing yield. 2 fungicide applications did increase yield more than 1, as I already mentioned, but that was just for 2 locations, and it was a very small effect. So this is yield by variety and location. Yields were not significantly different between the 2 varieties at the Alabama and Louisiana locations, but Delta Pine 1137 did have higher yields compared to Phygin 499 at 3 locations, the Florida, Georgia 1, and Tennessee, which in general had some of the higher levels of disease, which seems to impact Phygin 499 more, and so this may have given the Delta Pine 1137 an advantage in terms of yield. But at the Georgia 2 and Mississippi locations, the Phygin 499 had higher yields compared to Delta Pine 1137. The Phygin 499 has a really high yield potential, and these locations either had slightly lower disease or late onset, and this may explain why Phygin 499 wasn't reduced as it was in other locations. So we conducted a meta-analysis for 16 site years, so a few of the locations we had to throw out because they didn't have target spot or there's some other issues with the trials, but we had 16 good site years. And for this, we're looking at the log response ratio, which is basically the log of the treatment for yield over the log of the untreated control. And this line through the middle of the figure shows 0, so that's where you have no treatment response. And the little bars show whether it's to the right, so if you have a positive effect, or to the left, it's a negative effect. So I'll just quickly go through the different fungicides. So this tells us overall which fungicides are overall across locations and years, which ones are giving us a positive yield response. So for pre-axor, so here at the bottom we have the effect estimate and the p-values. So we had a significant increase in yield overall on both of our varieties when pre-axor was applied. For Headland, the response was not quite as much, but we did have a significant increase in yield to Headland on both varieties as well. But then if we look at Quadris, we don't have a significant yield response. The same for Top Guard, and that's it. So basically, pre-axor, we're seeing the strongest effect in terms of yield response, and also Headland, we see some. So in conclusion, Cornispora target spot severity is extremely variable among locations throughout the Southeast and also years. Some fungicide applications slow down defoliation and increase yield at some locations. So primarily pre-axor, also Headland in some locations. 2 fungicide applications did reduce defoliation and result in a greater yield response compared to 1, but it was a very small effect overall and not at many locations. Phytogen 499 had higher levels of defoliation compared to Delta Pine 1137, this was one of the most consistent effects we saw. And When disease pressure was high and rapid defoliation occurred, Deltapine 1137 yielded better than Phytogen 499. So we're still working on analyzing data from the 3 years and all the locations, but this does give us a better overall picture of what's working and what's not in terms of management. But we do need to look more at some epidemiological data to understand when we're going to have severe disease, when we're going to need those fungicide applications, because they're not always needed. And that should be a focus of some further research. So we are out of time for questions. But hopefully at the end of the session, we might have some time for questions.